NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has found that understanding the European oil connection makes it a lot easier to read between some recent diplomatic lines.
President Bush's brief stop in St. Petersburg last Friday was a last-minute add-on to a strenuous itinerary, but an important one to President Putin. The Russian leader was willing to swallow the admission of three Baltic states into NATO, as he has swallowed the scrapping of the ABM treaty. But the prospect of an American-led invasion of Iraq raises some heavy problems for him that call for heavy American assurances. Interviewed on Russian television, Bush promised to respect Russian interests in Iraq, saying, "We have no desire to run the show, to run the country." That may have sounded puzzling. So did Putin in his joint appearance with the American president, responding to a question about Iraq by turning attention away from Iraq and pointing to Saudi Arabia and Pakistan as more menacing supporters of terrorism, and suggesting that Osama bin Laden may have found refuge in Pakistan. What lay behind this public coded conversation was Putin's fear that with America in control of Iraq, Russia would be shut out of oil field development, and that large-scale Iraqi oil shipments would bring down world prices to the detriment of Russia's oil-dependent economy. To ease Russia's fears, Bush joined him in a statement that spoke of our deepening energy relationship. It noted that for the first time in history, Russia has delivered oil to America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Putin is also on record as having offered Russian oil for America in case of a Middle East emergency. Clearly, Putin has made the strategic decision that Russia's future lies in alignment with the American superpower. That doesn't make him any less worried about America taking control of Iraq. He has emphasized that the United States should operate within the United Nations framework, meaning no use of force without a UN mandate. Standing next to Putin, President Bush said, "We don't agree 100% of the time." And clearly, Iraq is one subject on which they don't agree. This is Daniel Shore.